Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the...
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights in the Wendy's Giant Studio here in the Jackson area. And did not have the peanut game tonight, but we'll get back into that next week. And we did have a Wendy's Giant of the Week. It was Will Rogers from Brandon last week.
Yeah.
Who attended the ceremonial giving of the huge check and the plaques. And you got a story.
Funny story about this. So last night I went to the Brandon Wendy's to pick up the big check.
Yeah, I left the big check.
So, well, that's a different story altogether that we don't have time for.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it was you that left it, not me. But at any rate, I had to go to pick up the big check. And so I'm coming out, and these kids come by and they go, "So Wendy's on you tonight, huh?" So then when I'm walking in on campus this morning, I see one of those same guys.
That's great.
He's like, "I haven't seen you before." So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, big thanks to Tyler Peterson for helping us get all that set up. Let's bring in Don Hinton, who is the executive director of the MHSAA. And I know Don tries to hit about three games on a Friday night, but Don, I don't know if you were able to do that tonight, all things being equal.
No doubt.
Well, I tell you, Russ, I'm up in Starkville right now, and we're at Mississippi State having a volleyball championship. So I did three really good volleyball games there yesterday, and so I had an opportunity to have three more going tomorrow, and our swim championship's going on right now. I start tomorrow up in Tupelo, so we have a lot going on. Hey, I did start a couple of games, though, and tried to get to, and I found out they probably were playing on Thursday night.
Well, and that's why I was calling you tonight, because, you know, we had 33 games last night, and I think you've even got some set for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get now, there's a lot of people wondering, well, you know, why did they play on Thursday? Why did they play on Saturday? What is the rule on that, Coach Hinton, as to whether they can change the game or not?
Well, and normally, you know, during football season, we usually play on the Friday nights. The weather is not so much of a factor, but we allow them to play if both administrations agree and both schools play, because, you know, when you start denying a school an opportunity, you have safety factors that are in that, if it's going to be very hazardous weather and storms and things like that, and if you you don't want people traveling to games, and you know, you deny them an opportunity to play. But we try to make sure all these are played, you know, after the school day is over, at that type of thing. We've had requests before to play even before school is out, which we don't like that. But anyway, that's the reason for that. It's more of a safety thing, and even for looking at our fans, looking for our fans, things like that. If it's going to be really, really bad weather, otherwise, you know, a little rain, you know, all football goes, a little rain and a little mud and that type of thing, we always play.
Well, I think that's you know, kind of the rule of thumb. I mean, the lightning knocks it out, that's for sure. But this rain came through tonight, and it didn't have any lightning. I mean, it was just a lot of rain.
Yeah.
So these schools played through. Now, some of them played last night in anticipation, so they got the two coaches together, is what you're saying, and they said, okay, let's play. And then some. But the bottom line is, Don, is that they've got to get these games in, because if they don't, it's going to really mess up the playoff system.
That's right. And, you know, Russ, we have so many things going on. They just had a hard time agreeing because so many things going on, again, with some other championships on Saturday, and things that were happening. It was very difficult for them to, you know, find another time to play other than Friday night. So, but they did. And, again, it's just something that we just like to make sure it's safe. Safe for them when they do play.
All right. Well, enjoy your volleyball and swimming this weekend. You could probably go out and swim tonight out here. I mean, it's we got about 3 inches out here. But
a little chilly.
We'll look forward to seeing you up there at Ole Miss for the state championships, which is, gosh, it is like a month away.
Yeah, it's here. And again, it's all forming up to have some really good matchups and teams, and it'll be interesting. I'm sure there'll be some tiebreakers coming along here soon,
yep.
And we're already getting questions about them, so that's always a challenge to make sure we're always right on those, but yep. We appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate you, Don. Thanks for the good work that you do, and we appreciate you coming on tonight. Be careful.
Thanks, Russ.
All righty. Don Hinton, the executive director of the MHSAA, and
so there is.
There is rules. There are rules. And I like that. I mean, the two coaches say, hey, maybe it would be better if we played tonight instead of, you know, because that's going to throw their schedule off to play on a Thursday night game and a Saturday. Let's go to the telephone and the Pearl Pirates. Did I mention they have a good football team?
They do.
Yeah.
They're okay.
They're number one in the state.
Right.
And Greg Flynn is probably the number one broadcaster in the state. That's a good thing. They go together. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Russ, how are you tonight?
We're doing fine. I know it wasn't dry over there, was it?
No, it was for me in the press box.
Yeah, you stayed dry, but
we love that part, don't we?
That's right, that's right. Your defense over there, Greg, we talk week in and week out about the, you know, all these points in first scrum, but their defense is playing monster this year.
This team is so much fun to watch. You know, I understood when we had a running clock against George County and against Jim Hill. But when you have a running clock in the fourth quarter against Oak Grove, man, you've done something.
Yep.
And it's insane. You know, in region play, they've only given up, or teams have scored 21 points on them. That's it. That's about 3 points a game in six games.
That's strong.
That's how good they are.
Yeah. But now, let's just jump ahead a little bit. I know you got some games to play, but for the folks out there listening going, who are they going to have to play to get to the state championship game? You got Templo up there.
It looks like, you know, we're in that region where we'll play you know, Biloxi, D'Iberville.
Okay,
whoever that is. It's going to come out of there, so you know, and then it's you know, what kind of upsets are we going to see?
Right.
You know, we might wind up seeing Petal again, or Brandon again. So that's what's going to be weird. And then, you know, those MHSAA rules, where the Pearl could actually wind up having to play the South State Championship on the road, would be insane. But you know,
but
we'll
possible.
See how it all
shakes out. I'll tell you what. What you got now?
No, I was just going to say it's interesting how those things work out that way, and like you said, Greg, you just kind of have to wait and see how that shakes out, and it all comes down week to week. Everything can change, so it's nuts.
Yeah, but see, here's the weird, wicked part. Okay, so Pearl's going to play Brandon this week.
The Super Bowl, the Rankin County Super Bowl. Yep,
absolutely. And then the way that it works out, that if Brandon should be the two seed, if Pearl wins, and is the one, and Brandon is the two. And Brandon upsets its way and beats, let's say, Gulfport is going to be the number one team out of there. Mm-hmm. Pearl would have to go back to Brandon for the South State Championship at Brandon's Field.
Yeah, but that's still like a home game, though, Greg. That's it. I mean, you're just right across the street.
It may be across the street, but it is in very hostile territory. Let's just be honest about it. That's like the worst road trip you can make. Down there, just right down the street.
It's just weird how it could work out that way. But, you know, the way that Pearl has shown it, it's 11 up, 11 down. They come on the road. They won them on neutral field. So, you know, let whatever happen happen. And you gotta beat the best to get where you need to be anyway.
That's right.
So, you know, right now, John Perry, they are so much fun to watch. Russ, we talked about at the beginning of the year. It was an offense that was—it's a high-octane offense that was running on regular unleaded. Man, they're running on premium now.
The good stuff.
Last three games: 49, 49, 42.
Yep. Wow. They're running
and
up some
in
points.
In those three games, yeah, and 0, 6, and 0 points given up.
I'll tell you that's pretty good. You got a heck of a matchup next week with Brandon. We're going to let you go. We got to get some scores. But, Greg, thanks for staying up with us on this Friday night. And be sure to give our best to John Perry.
Absolutely. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Glenn, the play-by-play voice for the Pearl Pirates. And before we go to break, let's go over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine score desk. George has some more scores for us.
All right, Russ, you know, just mentioning, he talked about Gulfport, and Gulfport is 6-0 in district play, now 7-3 overall. They beat Ocean Springs tonight at home 35-6. That's important to remember that one. Another, you know, district game that we were watching real close was that Meridian-Terry game. Of course, Terry had to go on the road to Meridian, and Meridian won that at Ray Stadium. 35-27. Was the final there. So that's a game that we've been watching. Another game we've been talking about through the evening, one of the surprise games of the night was Warren Central. Not the fact that Warren Central beat Starkville at home, but the fact they beat them 23-0.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. And, of course, probably the team out of the north that seems to be getting most of the publicity, and rightfully so, and we'll be talking to Randy McCoy and just probably right after the break, but 25-7, Tupelo a winner over Horn Lake. So that's a big win for Tupelo.
And being a good Horn Lake team.
At Horn Lake.
Right.
At Horn Lake.
Well, you know, if they're in the north and Pearl's in the south and both of them making the championship game.
That's going to be a game.
That's going to be a game. Yeah. And you know, by the way, you want to be making your plans now because the championship games are played in Oxford at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And I think next year they go to Southern. And so Don Hinton and his folks have done a really solid job of moving these championship games around. And, you know, last year up at State, this year at Ole Miss, and next year at Southern. So, really, it gives folks in those areas a chance to see those championship games that they might not normally see. So.
Right, yeah.
We're going to duck out of here and take a timeout. We got Randy McCoy on the phone, and also Mr. GQ, Josh Jackson from WAT. That boy, good. WAPT Blitz 16. he's one of my favorites. Channel 16, Josh Jackson. We'll take a timeout. Friday night, Under the Lights. We'll continue in a moment.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking, what makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Guess when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Don Barnes, Jake Wimberly along with you. Russ Robinson milling about the building somewhere. I'm not sure if we'll get him back on stage or not. He might be calling you tonight, which would be all right. I think we can let him go. A big game tonight for them, and prep just manhandling Park Lane tonight, and that's not much unusual for prep. They seem to be on a big roll.
Yeah, their focus, we talked about that a little bit, is superb.
Yeah,
to be able to come in, week out, and to get a bunch of, you know, we say kids, they're young men, but, you know, guys that are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, to focus like that.
Yep.
I mean, I can't even get my daughter to focus for 20 seconds, and then they're focusing week in and week out to, you know, play football games, and not only play it, but win at a high level.
Right.
That's a compliment to the kids, a compliment to the program, and what they're doing over at Jackson Prep.
Yeah, Coach Black's really got them tuned in really well. And I tell you what, Park Lane, no slouch this year. They're doing very well, and for whatever reason, just could not get out the gate tonight, which is surprising because we have seen them put a lot of points on the board tonight this season. And so to see them struggle like they did through the first half and not put any points on the board was kind of staggering, really.
Yeah.
But they dropped a big one tonight, 42-14, 43-14. Prep just rolling along. And let's get on the phones right now. Randy McCoy is up there, and he's got some information for us on this Tupelo and Horn Lake game. How you doing, Randy? You dry tonight?
I'm very dry. It rained extremely hard right up till game time, and then the rain stopped, and the wind was blowing about 10 miles an hour out of the north. Went from about 78 degrees to 43 at kickoff.
So welcome to Mississippi, right?
It was cold. It was cold.
Well, you know what they say. If you don't like the weather, hang around. It'll change.
Well, it's for sure cold up here this way right now.
Tell us your impressions of tonight's game with Tupelo and Horn Lake.
Tell you what you saw was two teams that had absolutely very good defenses. Both these teams came in averaging over 30 points a game. Tupelo scored a safety to go up 2-0, then kicked the field goal 5-0, scored a touchdown, missed the try for two, 11-0 at half. But Horn Lake had the fastest defense sideline to sideline that we've played against this year. They've got a kid named Nakota Dean, who's got about 23 to 27 offers in Division I schools, and he lives up to his hype. He can play. So two very good defenses. unfortunately, Horn Lake quarterback got injured 3 weeks ago with a high ankle sprain and is very limited in what he can do. And he was their leading rusher up until that injury. So when they get back healthy, they're going to be a very dangerous football team.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's late season, and we're about to enter third season. Second season is really, really coming down to a boiling point now, and there's a lot of those teams out there that are going to be right on the verge of moving into playoff action, so it's just going to get better and better with the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we play, Tupelo has Oxford coming to Tupelo next week, and Oxford was the team besides us that has beaten Horn Lake, beat them 21-0. So even though we have clinched first place in Region 1, it's going to be a big football game with us in Oxford in Tupelo Friday night.
Well, absolutely. I'm sure there'll be a lot of folks out there to check out that ball game. So we will just send you a salute, wish you the best on that one as it's coming up. And Randy, thank you for spending some time with us tonight.
Absolutely. Tupelo is 10-0, looking at the second season in a row where we've finished the season undefeated. So maybe that'll happen next week. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
You bet. Thanks, Randy. The Tupelo Green Wave, they are rolling.
Sure. Hey, a couple things on what he said before we get to Josh Jackson. N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker he mentioned from Horn Lake, he is the real deal. He's a part of that 2019 class that is really, if you remember a couple years ago, the A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, class that you had here in Mississippi that was so big. Mississippi won the All-Star game. This 19 class being compared to that, and of course we'll get more into that, but N'Kobe Dean, he has offers from everybody in the SEC, from Alabama to Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, all the way to Michigan and Iowa and everywhere in between. He's going to be one of the more highly recruited guys coming out of the state next year. Also, Tupelo, looking at George, you asked about the playoff situation. If Starkville wins next week,
mm-hmm.
Tupelo will host Madison Central in the first round, which they did last year, and Madison Central knocked them off.
Right.
So just kind of a little tidbit there to kind of keep in your feather of your cap there. It may be a rematch in the first round, Madison Central, Tupelo.
Okay, what would be the rank order? So Starkville would be first.
First.
Who would be?
Madison Central 2.
Okay.
And Region 1 and Region 2, it's across. One place 2 across region, one place – or excuse me, one – no, I take that back. I just lied. You just pointed me out on something here.
Okay.
If they wouldn't play that, they would actually play Warren Central.
Okay.
Tupelo would be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Madison Central actually would host a team out of Region 1. I'll look at that here in a second.
Right.
So it's one place 4, and 2 place 3, and 2 place 3.
Well, again, I don't know that I want to play Warren Central that first game.
I don't know if I want to play anybody out of Region 2 right now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and Warren Central coming off of tonight, I mean, they're just flying high.
They are.
At the moment.
They really are.
That's got to be a big momentum shift for them because I would expect that there was even a handful of Warren Central fans that were thinking, I don't know how this is going to go tonight. But as it did, 23-0, that's huge.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that one. So, awesome. All right. Well, looks like we got Josh Jackson on the phone, WAPT Blitz 16. Big JJ, how you doing, man?
That's it. How's it going, fellas?
We're good. Tell us, what do you have on tap for you tonight?
Oh, plenty. We've got a lot. We've got that Pisgah and St. Joe game, and Don Ragsdale freaking had 300 yards. We're right at halftime there, close to it. It's ridiculous.
Did you just say at halftime? What?
Yes. That's what they told me. He had close to 300 yards at halftime. It's ridiculous. They won 69-17, so that's believable. It just... Man, that guy there, you're talking about a freaking St. Joe team that's on a 5-game winning streak, undefeated in district, and just run into Don Ragsdale and Pisgah, and they drop almost 70 points on them. So,
all right, you're like handing him the ball on a treadmill on the side and just saying run until the horn, or did he actually get these yards in regulation?
Believe it or not, in regulation. Yeah, he is the truth. And I've given him the nickname. I call him Don the Country Boy Ragsdale just because he likes to fish and to hunt. And I understand him. I'm not sure if this is so true, but rumor has it he likes a lot of country music too. And so, But the guy just gets it done. Like, he goes out there, he works, he's an humble kid, just the type of kid you want on your team. And I know Michael Granberry just loves having him. It doesn't hurt, too, to follow up. You know, they had T.J. McGinnis there in the backfield and on defense side as well there, and then to follow up with a guy like Don Ragsdale. If I'm Michael Granberry, I'm talking to the McGinnis and Ragsdale families, and I'm saying keep on producing them because I need to keep a job around here today.
That's a football family, man. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about
indeed.
It. So that's awesome.
I also checked out Pearl and Oak Grove, which wasn't much of a game. You know, from the very start, Pearl kind of showed the dominance there. Johnny Winston had a heck of a game. They kind of pounded the rock with him. Of course, the young Quarius Patterson and Jake Smith Hart hooked up for a couple of touchdowns there. And that kid, Tylan Knight, I talk about him all the time. His football IQ is second to none. The guy, minutes I was there, two quarters I was there, he jumped around, got an interception. He can read plays. He's a smart player. He's a great athlete. He's small. He can fit in cracks and crevices that most people can't. And so sometimes he uses that smaller frame to his advantage there. In addition to that, also he was forcing fumbles. He just, on offensive side or defensive side, that guy is a playmaker. And I know when you look at that team, you automatically would, they call him Jay Reg, and Quarius Patterson is the guy that really stands out at that wide receiver spot because he has the SEC offers and, you know, he's committed to Mississippi State. But I'm telling you, that Pearl team, without Tylan Knight, and of course some other guys too, Willie Brown and Jake Smith, are guys like that, but I've said for the last 2 years, he is the heart and soul of that offense, defense, as well as special teams unit.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of kids out there that have just got such an incredible talent, and Mississippi is proving to be and has in the past, and obviously just continues to do so to develop and produce some incredible football talent, and so this is another one of those perfect examples of that. What's your look towards next week? And I got to say this with Jake here too, because you know he's the voice of the Brandon Bulldogs. What's your take on next week's game with Pearl?
Look, I've called this one off. Look, and John Perry does not like anybody to pick against his team, as he showed me, and he came on blitz, you know, a couple times. I've said all year long, this is the game that Pearl needs to be on the lookout for. They're playing over at Brandon.
Yep.
Obviously, in a rivalry game, you can throw out the record, but it's the Region 3 matchup. This is the one game. I'm not ready to say just yet who's going to win it, but it's definitely a game that Pearl needs to come to work, you know, bring the lunch bell to work next week, because you know Tyler Peterson wants to win that one. He would love to put that blemish on the arch rivals record before playoff starts there. Like I said, you know, Brand is a great team, and you just never know in those rivalry games. Just as last year, I had Brandon beating Pearl, and that's when Pearl, you know, started that run last year. Pearl ended up beating Brandon and found themselves in the 6A championship there, representing for the South. And so you just never know. It's high school players; they're fickle. You never know what you're going to get in a rivalry game. But like I said, it's a game. It'll be our game of the week for sure, no doubt about it.
It is definitely going to be gloves off, so it's going to be an exciting game for sure. We got to take time out, and when we come back, we'll have some scores for you from the scores desk with George Broadstreet. Friday Night Under the Lights continues in a minute.